Hi there, and good morning. A little technical problems this morning.
Yes.
We got on, we got connected, we're good, and we're all here in the studio.
We're just late.
Yes, yes, we're just going to dive in. I'm Lynette. Hi there. We have Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio, also Dr. Samira Umat, and talking about the eyes today and focusing on your eye health, we have Dr.
Focusing on.
You caught that.
There she is.
Dr. Michael Gilbert
good
from
morning.
Northwest Vision Institute. So welcome, Dr. Gilbert. We're here on this Veterans Day Saturday, so mm-hmm. There you go. Dr. Mixon, can I say thank you for your service? Let me
you're
get that right out.
You're welcome.
Very good.
No, I freely admit it was not so much patriotism, but a young man with way more hormone than brain. So, you know.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we're glad you were there way back then.
Yes. But, you know, it's a unique way of life. It's so different, and yet they stay with their own. Once they are in, it's a different thing. It's not like a group of physicians going to work or going to medical school. It's totally different.
But, you know, for me, it was a normal transition. I was born on a military base.
Oh.
I was raised on military bases.
Whoa.
You know, I spent my life, my formative years on military bases. I seldom saw my own father because he was usually deployed and he was off, you know, somewhere else on the world. He was home 30 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surrounded by strong, manly men for whom duty, honor, and country had real meaning.
Yeah.
And every man I saw was a strapping young soldier.
Yes. Who loved his country.
Yes. And who you know, said duty, honor, and country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in that order. You did your duty, no matter how difficult or how frightening it might be. You know, you preserved your honor as a man, as a servant of the country, and you did it for your country. Mm-hmm. You know, so duty, honor, country in that order. It was just that was the mantra that everyone I knew lived by.
Yes.
So, you know, when I got near graduating from high school, in May, I graduated in June, but in May I ran off and enlisted.
Whoa.
And, right.
Yeah, turned 18 on the machine gun range in at Fort Ord, California.
Mm.
And, it was a wonderful 18th birthday. Mm. You know, you wake up in the morning with 30-some other guys. You stand out in the, you know, in oh dark 30 doing your calisthenics and exercise. And you go to the chow hall, you eat breakfast. And then we ran, you know, in formation, singing, cadence, you know.
Okay.
I want to be an airborne ranger, live a life of blood and danger.
Yeah.
And, and you know, ran over to the coast at Fort Ord and spent my 18th birthday on the machine gun range, blazing away with thousands of rounds of taxpayer ammunition. What 18-year-old boy does not want to spend his day with an M60 machine gun? Come on, guys. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I had no complaints whatsoever.
Okay.
About it.
You came from a military. Any of your children in the military?
No.
No, okay.
No. Nor did they become physicians.
Okay.
You know, and I asked them about that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they said, because I was a country doctor when they were growing up, and I was working 70-plus hours a week, and I would leave the house by 7 a.m. every morning. And I'd stagger home at 9:30 or 10 at night, and the phone would ring four or five times after midnight every night of my life. You know? And they said, no, Dad, we've seen your lifestyle. We don't want that.
Mm.
You know, I mean, country doctrine is tough. Yeah, it's a calling. And it's where I got my mantra that medicine is a weird amalgam of a priestly calling and a business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get too far on the business side, you lose that impetus for what it is you're supposed to be doing, and that is helping your fellow man. But if you get too deep into the priestly calling, you go broke.
Right.
Yes.
And you almost got broke.
And I almost got broke, yeah. You know, I mean, at 50, I had spent my adult life as a country doctor, and I was treating people no one else would treat. And I sometimes got paid in chickens.
I love
or,
that.
Right.
You know, or pigs or some, you know,
wow.
carpentry work. But you don't pay your bills with carpentry
That's
work
true.
And chickens.
Yeah, what could a llama fetch these days?
Yeah. And so, you know, I realized at 50-ish that I was slow, fat, weak, tired, depressed, damn near sexless, and almost broke. I had a net worth of under $100,000 at 50 after, you know, 25 years of working full-time, 70 hours a week.
Wow.
You know, every plumber and auto mechanic had more than I had. And I said, you know what?
Yeah, time for a change.
Time for a change. Yeah. So now, you know, I own the clinics. I can actually provide services to a lot more people by expanding my outreach through the use of other physicians and teaching them the things I know, you know. And I own the supplement company, which allows me to help over 100,000 people every month get out of pain.
It's amazing.
Yes.
You know?
And right there, it's like.
Yeah. And wow. I've got new products coming out in this coming year that I'm hoping will be even more successful. And maybe I can help millions of people with their cognitive function. So, you know, I'm 76 years old. I've got ambition.
There you go.
Things I want to do. And I use my skills and knowledge to help as many people as I can by doing it differently than my country doctor. And when I could help 40 people a day and beat myself into the ground in the process, and now I have time for my wife and my daughter and my grandchildren. Yep. And
there you go.
But I can help so many more people. So, and hence with this radio show.
There you go. And the disclaimer, he no longer accepts chickens or goats.
Nope.
Or building decks. So
that's right. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well,
we
Dr.
actually
Nixon,
want,
thank you,
you know,
for that.
Green dead presidents.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Awkward pause. All right. So Dr. Michael Gilbert here talking about eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
Today, if you've got questions about cataracts, glaucoma, RLE or more, this is the day to call in. And here is our number. Phone lines are wide open, 206-421-5757. Again, that's 206-421-5757. And Dr. Gilbert, anything new or anything that you're excited about in the field of vision?
There are so many things. One of the reasons I have no notion of ever retiring is I can't imagine anything more exciting than what I get to do, fixing vision. The most exciting research that I read about this week is a phase 3 trial in gene therapy for macular degeneration. And I know, listening to this program, there are patients who have dry macular degeneration who are fearing the possibility, the real statistical risk of going on to wet macular degeneration, which has a rapid deterioration of vision. And those who are actively being treated for wet macular degeneration, fortunately, we do have a class of drug now that can stop it or reverse it in many, many of those patients. But that medication has to be injected into the eye. And the regimen for doing that is, at least the beginning, is monthly, and oftentimes it remains monthly for as far as we can see in the future. And while they're working on drugs that last longer and other routes of administration, right now millions of the Medicare program, the number one cost is for drugs. Injectionable drugs into the eye for macular degeneration. Number one cost to the Medicare program. So, miracle phase 3 study is on cell therapy, gene therapy, where you inject, instead of injecting the drug, you inject into the eye the ability to change the genome so that we've got internal production of that class of drug inside the eye. And so right now the test has gone out and they've shown effectiveness up to 3 years. So instead of monthly injections, we have one injection that may give us a very long benefit. Who knows how long that might last. But to me, that goes from where we have been in evolutionary change in treating this disease to potential revolutionary change.
Wow.
So that's very, very exciting.
That is exciting. So instead of having to continue these once a month injections into the eye, and I'm thinking of my friends that have been doing this for so many years.
Right.
And it could potentially be one and done for years. You're saying up to three right now because that's as far as they've studied.
Right. So, you know, obviously this is still in study phases, but certainly it would be, revolutionary change in treatment of that disease.
All right.
As revolutionary as finding this class of drug in the first place, because back when I started practice, we had no treatment for this. Mm.
You just had to deal.
Then, you know, we would laser those defective blood vessels, kill them off, but instantly blinding the person in that area of the vision, but to keep it from growing. Then a different laser was developed that would kill off the blood vessels, but still left blindness in that area.
Wow.
So the drug itself has been a huge change. Again, that's revolutionary. But now to be able to change to internal production of it is going to be life changing. Hoping that this becomes FDA approved and shows us in reality the promise that the trials show.
Wow! Now, if they're in phase three, how soon are you? Well, are we talking maybe a couple of years or maybe within 5 years?
Predicting the FDA is absolutely not possible.
Okay.
So I think
can't even put a
no,
guess on it. But hopefully it's coming.
Yeah,
and we'll see it.
It's certainly going to be years rather than months.
Yes.
But this is the kind of thing where one might make an argument for expediting. So predicting the FDA, I have no ability to do that.
All right. That's probably a safe thing, too, right? Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well, are you ready to take some calls? Let's dive in. John is calling in from Sumner. And hi, John. Thank you and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hi,
how can we help?
Hi. So my question's about my eyes. And I've suffered for dry eyes for two or three years now and been to other ophthalmologists and it's just the same old thing, take drops. But it's not getting any better, and I do take Relief Factor once a day. I know there's high-quality omegas in there. But a little bit about my history, too, for Dr. Gilbert. It's like I had RK back in the early 90s. Also, I have lazy eye. That was astigmatism. And then I had PRK back around 2010 or so.
Uh-huh. All right. So, it doesn't surprise me that you've been told to take drops. I'll tell you, I treat a patient with dry eyes. It's probably the most common. The number one reason that people go to the eye doctor in the United States is dry eyes. Mm-hmm. Number one reason for visits to the eye doctor. And at the end of my exam, when discussion, patients will ask me, and you didn't mention drops. I said, no, I didn't. Do you think I forgot them? So drops are not an effective treatment. If you understand the way that the natural physiology of the system, our glands are in the eyelid are designed to release the natural tears to the surface of the eye every time but only when you blink. So if you use artificial tears whenever your eye feels a little irritated, instead of using that gland system, it has no reason to live. It lives and dies by the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so that gland system can degenerate just from disuse, which is often related to our screen time. People who spend a lot of screen time tend not to blink. And so young programmers will have permanent loss of glands. And this time of year, it often gets worse because as the temperature goes down the outdoors, the temperature goes in, heat goes on up inside the house and work, and that dehumidifies the air, and we continue to stare at our screens. those glands are also vulnerable to systemic inflammation. You mentioned Relief Factor, which is a great anti-inflammatory, though you may want to think about the dose. So omega-3s are actually concentrated in the gland system that releases tears to the eye. About 4 weeks after you increase the omega-3s, the tear film can have measurable increase in the omega-3s. So it's one of the things that can help the surface of the eye.
Should I up my dose to 2 packets a day?
So in my experience, there's 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 of the EPA DHA in one packet. And we don't notice change in the clinical change in the tear film unless you get to 1,500, 2,000. At your age, 2,000 would be the dose that I would recommend for omega-3s. But with the degree of problem that you have in your long history, most likely you need to do something to try and recover that gland system, and then the treatments are going to help. So come on in. Let's take a look at the gland system, fix the gland system, and we'll get them working. Omega-3s, hot compresses, make sure you're blinking. But at this stage, probably rejuvenating that gland system is going to be the answer.
And yes. No drops.
That's
don't
right.
Don't go away.
Right. Don't go away, John.
Because I got another suggestion for you when you get back.
Okay. And we'll find out what that gland system is that he's talking about here, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Stay right there. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll continue talking about dry eyes in a moment. Stay right there. Leading Edge Medicine have some very patriotic music today for Veterans Day.
That's right.
Hi there, I'm Lynette here with Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, and I also have from Northwest Vision Institute, Dr. Michael Gilbert. Now, John is on the line talking about dry eyes, and maybe, and you had a suggestion, Dr.
I had a suggestion
Mixon.
For him. Now, if the Relief Factor is necessary to give you relief for your muscles and joint pains and stuff, by all means, I'm delighted to sell you 2 packets a day instead of one. You know, it'll make my wife, grandchildren, and descendants happy. But if you don't need more than 1 packet a day for that, go on our website, go to lmclinic.com, go to the store, put in Ultra Omega. And those same small, easy-to-swallow omegas are available in a bottle, 240 pills in a bottle. And it's a lot cheaper than buying a second packet of Relief Factor every day.
Just for the omegas.
Yeah, just for the omegas. So if you need 1 packet for your joint discomfort and then the omegas for your eyes, just get the extra bottle of easy-to-swallow omegas. That's all.
Absolutely makes sense. I make such recommendations all the time. One of the critical things about that, though, John, is for the omega-3s to help you, the meibomian glands, the glands in the eyelid that deliver the tears to the eye, have to be functional. And for someone to have the chronic problem that you have, while simply increasing the omega-3s may be adequate, and just for expectation, it takes about 4 weeks for an increased dose to show up in the tear film and about 6 to 8 for it to stabilize in terms of clinical response. So you have to be patient when you make a dose change. But much more importantly, the likelihood is that you have some damage to those glands or your symptoms wouldn't be quite so long-standing and enduring day-long. So I'm guessing highest likelihood is that you have some temporary or permanent loss of those glands. So assessing that first to see if the glands are functional. One of the things that will also, and because we can, there are some treatments we can do to help rejuvenate those glands and get them working again. After which, the omega-3s become powerful. The glands have to be working. Omega-3s don't act like Drano. They enrich the tears that are produced by the glands, but they don't fix the glands. And so the other thing is these glands produce oils, amongst which is the omega-3 class. And so they can be heat sensitive. So doing some hot compresses a couple times a day or first thing in the morning to get the get those glands started can also help. But if you don't get the response you expect, it's more likely, it's less likely the dose than it is the fact that the glands need to be rejuvenated.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that the it's all oily. It feels oily. When I try to wipe it away. And then the other thing is I get, in the morning, I have dry, crusty eyes, and sometimes it's crusted shut. And
yes.
Then sometimes during the day, I get this pus right in the corner of my eyes.
So most likely it's not pus. We usually just, you know, a pus is generally understood to be white blood cells and inflammatory or infectious. It's most likely the tears, it's most likely the degraded tears coming from those glands. When they get crusty, when you feel greasy, when you get that accumulation in the corner of your eyes, that's coming from those same glands we're talking about. Those glands are designed in youth and in health to produce crystal clear tears, like WD-40 lubrication, crystal clear floating on the surface. And instead of yours coming out like olive oil, yours is coming out like toothpaste or grease. And so that's why you're having the symptoms, because that those greasy tears are no longer soothing either to your comfort or the sharpness of your vision. You're looking through the slime, and it accumulates and dries out and crusts.
Now, he mentioned WD-40. Please do not spray WD-40.
That was not a therapeutic recommendation, by the way. Absolutely not, please.
Yeah, I have actually had patients spray WD-40 on their knees in hopes that it would help their arthritis.
Wow.
So, you know.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah. You know,
long
I
shot.
Can't recommend it.
No.
But I've had people actually sit in an exam room and tell me, yeah, and I tried spraying WD-40 on it and didn't seem to help.
Well, rubbing vegetable oil on it.
I'm sure they were joking, Jerry.
I know. You don't know some of my old country doctoring patients.
Sorry. Oh, dear.
I had a guy one time who broke his leg.
Yeah.
And he was one of the old cowboys, rancher.
Uh-huh.
And he said he got up every morning, he strapped that leg to the saddle, and just rode till it healed every day. And he had one leg that curved and actually fit the belly of the horse. That's how his leg healed, because he used the saddle to splint his broken leg. People
goodness.
Do the damnedest things. What can I tell you?
Yes.
So, John, don't live with it. We fix this all the time. I'm somewhat passionate about it because I had this problem, and it was a horrible period of my professional life because I had red eyes and in discomfort all the time. And I have totally normalized. So relief is in sight.
Yes.
So to speak.
And
all
it
right.
Comes back to the old physician, heal thyself.
Heal thyself. Started
right.
with me.
All right. Hopefully we got your questions answered there, John. Okay. We are going to take a quick break, catch up with some of our commercials. And here is that number. We have room for you. Lines are open at 206-421-5757. The number again is 206-421-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back.